Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James at DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. I want to talk to you today about Acts 19 and burning of evil materials. Acts 19, burning even materials. Over the years that I've been a Christian and been in ministry, this topic has come up every once in a while. We've actually experienced it in our own personal life. And it's the account of the burning of evil materials in the Bible. Acts 19:19. We'll get there. We'll read that verse together. First, I was reminded about this topic recently. There's a heretic, media-bent, modern pastor. He's set always on causing commotion. He says all kinds of wild, crazy things to get media attention. He thrives on it. Funds his ministry and his favor with all the false churchianity people. He is having a burning event where his people are going to burn what they call evil things in a big fire. And the big push here was Masonic items. And he's got a whole bunch of people in his local town upset, including the police and the fire, because a lot of them are Masons. And the fire department said they can't burn those kinds of materials. My contention is that often these modern-day burning events in churchianity, they're not biblical. They're hyped up with all kinds of ill motives, often in great hypocrisy. Let's read the verses that are in play here, and then we'll talk more about the modern-day burning. Acts 19, we're going to read it, and then we're going to discuss. Let's take a look at this verse, Acts 19:19. Many of them also, which use curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. All right, so that's the verse that people like to quote when they say, well, you got to burn all your evil stuff. So as always, we want to look at the context around this. Let's read Acts 19, starting with verse 11, the context right before this verse. It says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Apostle Paul. So right before this burn event happens, the apostle is doing signs and wonders and miracles. Verse 12, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs of aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. These are amazing miracles, signs and wonders from Apostle Paul, aren't they? They are. Verse 13, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them, which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by whom Jesus, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Verse 14, and there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew and a chief of the priests, which did so. 15, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are ye? 16, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, overcame them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Verse 17, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. And right after that, verse 19 says they put all their stuff together and they burned it. Several things we need to notice here in this biblical burning of evil things. We see amazing miracles wrought by the apostles and demonic happenings, demonic manifestations happening firsthand. It convicted the men that were around of their evil, mystical, magical ways that they were holding on to. Then they gathered all the items up, they put them together, and they burned them. These people were new to the faith of Christianity. They burned their evil things. They weren't longtime believers. These are brand new believers. Now, at these modern-day burn events, you see all kinds of satanic things, all kinds of evil, wicked things. You have to ask the question, why do today's churchianity places have so many occult possessions in their people after they've been a Christian body for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? This isn't all the new converts doing it. A lot of it is longtime so-called believers burning their evil stuff. So we covered that event in Scripture, and what this account should show us is how important it is to flee all appearance of evil, 1 Thess 5, and to be drastic about our service and our holiness, our actions before God. This is serious stuff. Those people were in fear, wanting to obey God. Yeah, that's why they did it. So why the fire and why burn everything up? Well, there's no command to use fire. This is something that's called descriptive versus prescriptive. It just describes what they did. It doesn't command that we do the same thing. An example is Jesus walked to town. We don't have to walk. We could ride a bike. We could ride in a cart. We could ride a horse. We could drive a car. Descriptive versus prescriptive, very important. Now, we do see God in both the Old Testament using fire to destroy, like Sodom, Genesis 19:24. God burned up sacrifices or had the men of the priests do it, Leviticus 7:17. And in the New Testament, of course, we see fire again, 2 Thess 1, 8 through 10, where Jesus comes back in flaming fire and destroys those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. So fire is a symbol of purification and also destruction. So they could have burned these items, but you know what? Clearly, these items also could be busted up. They could be ripped apart. They could be destroyed in another way. So fire can be used in this case, but there's no biblical mandate it has to be fire. It's just powerful symbolism of purification and destruction, but it's not required. So these people that say, we gotta have a burn, we gotta have a burn. Not so. Does not have to be that way. Now, I want to be clear, using fire to burn up evil things, this is a big problem. It does not send demons to hell. It does not break generational curses. There are no generational curses. It doesn't do anything mystical. All it does is destroy the book or the Ouija board or the tarot card or whatever it is, so you can't use it and no one else can use it again. Many of these burn events, people get into this all crazy unbiblical mysticism saying that they're sending them these demons back to hell and they're burning the demons up. No, none of that is true. Symbol is a fire of destruction and purification. That's it. Like water in baptism, nothing mystical. That's it. Now, another thing to notice, these items had great worth, 50,000 pieces of silver. And I, in my past, had to get rid of things I had that were of great value. And I've had to instruct men and women, couples, to get rid of valuable things that they had. And it usually doesn't go well. People really rebel against that. And so that's something to consider, that people put money and things above eternity. We don't place a dollar figure on the eternity, on eternity, or on the things of Christ, do we? No. So going back to the account, it's some true saints that were new believers in fear, burning up these magic books so they could honor and serve God. That's it. No mysticism in the burning, just fearful, obedient men wanting to please God, and the favor and the knowledge of God and the word of God grew. Nothing else here to see. That's it, folks. No mysticism, nothing. All these things that people try to build this into is just plain unbiblical and wrong. Keep it in the right context. Now, moving on to the modern burns events we see at these churchianity places. I find troubling unbiblical ways about them. I just mentioned a few. They believe the fire sends demons to hell. They believe the fire breaks curses. None of that's true. Let me list some of the issues, other issues I have. I think I got five or six of them here. They make it a huge event, often on social media, all kinds of hype, rather than just doing it quietly with their local saints, like we see being done in the Bible. Yeah, when it becomes a showpiece, when it becomes a big monstrosity, now it's being done for the wrong motives, attention grabbing. Yeah, you got something evil, burn it. If you want a brother and sister there and you have them, burn it with them. You don't need to make a big, giant circus out of it. Two, they'll invite all kinds of people, people that are even outsiders, out from outside of their body. They don't even know who these people are. And they're bringing all kinds of things, burning all kinds of things. They don't even know what they're burning. They could be burning demonic sacrifices. Yeah. And they don't even know. So again, they turn it into a zoo, a show. It's not what we see in Acts 19:19. True saints with other true saints, not in a big fiasco, burned up some material for God's glory. That's it. Number three, they're hypocritical in what they burn. If let me give you an example. They'll burn up tarot cards. They'll burn up Ouija boards, Harry Potter books. All, I agree. Throw those all in the fire, right? But then they keep their Disney items. They keep Hollywood items. They keep their vile video games. They keep their vile, vain clothing. Yeah, they have skewed vision on what they're really destroying as they live in worldly sin. At this event I was talking about, they went out and found a bunch of Masonic, and Masons are not biblical, they are of an occult nature, but these people went out and found all kinds of Masonic symbols to burn them. Unless they're Masons and actually giving up their items, it doesn't do you any good to go find something demonic and come and burn it. You see how that looks spiritual? Well, I don't even do a Ouija board. I'm going to go buy a Ouija board and I'm going to burn it. See how spiritual I am? This is foolishness, usually led by all of these false pastors. These people are worldly, carnal, still watching entertainment, sports, into false music. They don't dress biblical. They don't do all the doctrines of God. Like the Acts 19:19 saints were striving in the fullness of God's truth. Number four, in this case, the modern pastor, again, he's asking for all types of items that his people don't even use, Masonic items, other things. Just bring everything in here, and we're going to burn it for the glory of God. Well, the problem with that is, unless it's something that is absolutely in your life, sin in your life, that's like going out and buying pornography to burn it, even though you don't buy it, you don't watch it, you're buying it just to burn it. You see how disingenuous that is. Here's a big problem. We have to be very careful that we don't paint ourselves in a theological corner when it comes to these events. We only do that which the scripture shows us. Real people with real magical books in their life burn them. These people are chasing the Masonic symbol, chasing the Masonic ways, burning all their stuff. If they'd look in their wallet, you know what's all over the U.S. currency? Masonic symbols. Are they going to throw all their cash, go to the bank and get all their cash and throw it in the fire? See, this is why we have to be careful that we don't have misplaced zeal. We must make sure that we're doing things in accordance with God's words, God's ways, God's theology, and that we don't look foolish as we do these things. If we're doing them for the right motives, these things won't be happening. Number five, these events cause unneeded strife often. In this case, a fire chief told him it's illegal. You can't burn plastic and all this material and everything. And the fire chief offered to bring in a chipper and said, we'll just chip it all up for you and turn it into dust. And the pastor said, no, he wants to have fire and he wanted to have this big hoopla. He said he'd sue them if he tried to stop his bonfire of evil things, claiming they were squelching his religious freedom. This is a bunch of hype, strife. This is not what's needed to keep the name of the Lord from being profaned. All right. Going against all these false narratives about demons and false things, and you got to use fire and creating hype and making a big party out of it. No, the main issue is to destroy the evil item, however you do it. All right? Burn it, shred it, bust it up. Hey, I took my television out in the woods when I knew it was wrong and sinful and evil and wicked. I didn't burn it. I shot it with my deer rifle a whole bunch of times and turned it into junk. Same thing. I destroyed it. So keep that in mind if you ever hear about these burn events. Number six, these events are not rooted in the fear of God like we see in the Acts 19 saints. All right? It's built up in showy emotionalism, usually New Apostolic Reformation type ways where they're breaking generational curses. They're burning demons. They're sending demons to hell. They say they're sending fear into the pits of hell by doing these fires. None of that is biblical. These pastors lead a false way, hype people up. They get attention. They get more YouTube and Facebook views. It's a lot of hype and drama that got up whores. Remember, whatever Man of Steam's got up whores. So if a million people are watching you because it's a bunch of hype, God abhors it because it's not biblical and done from a right heart. So going back, we see the Acts 19:19 saints. It was a biblical burning of some evil, sinful things. They didn't cause strife. They didn't do it for hype. They didn't have ill relations with other people or the law or authorities. Simple, pure, they did it, done. All right? Now, in our lives, I've burned up things that were mine. We've helped other saints that came and had fellowship with us and burned up their things. Why? Because we had a burning barrel and it was legal and it was easy to do and we did it. Now, I have had the case where I had a man say he wants to burn everything, but he lived in a city and he couldn't burn it all. And I told him, destroy it and throw it in the garbage. Once again, he wasn't happy with that. He wanted to have this burn. It's a very emotional thing that people need to get over. Descriptive versus prescriptive, remember? So make it a private matter. Don't turn it into a circus. Do it quickly. Make it simple. Get it done. God's your witness. If you have other brothers and sisters, wonderful. Get it done. Do it. Done. End of story. Move on. No looking back. Now, when it creates all this hypocrisy and tension and strained relations and all this media hype, this stains God's name with strife, hype, wrong motives. It's no longer biblical. Adding all your false theology into it, breaking generational curses, sending demons to hell. No. What it does is it becomes another false way, just like churchianity. Those are the ones doing it. It's just a stunt. It's a false, man-made religious stunt with the wrong motives. And Paul commands that we strive to keep ourselves holy. And he says, live at peace with all men. Doing these false Acts 19 burn stunts, don't do that. Hebrews 12, 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Threatening to sue the police and the fire department in the city, that's not keeping peace with all men over a silly burning pile. You get my point? So how does having a burn event full of strife, hypocrisy, tension, fighting the law, how does this give us peace with men, the law, and the authorities? It doesn't. And these type of people feed off controversy when we're supposed to preach the gospel and live holy. Now, let me explain to you quickly the hypocrisy. This same pastor who wants to have this burn event to burn all evil occult things, he just had a occult NAR, New Apostolic Reformation musician, right in his body, putting on a concert and preaching. And this man is into numerology, chasing numbers, signs, and wonders. That man was right in his building, infecting all of his people. Yeah, yet he's having a burn pile to burn up stuff. On stage, he has his second wife in tight jeans, uncovered head, praying before everyone. This pastor divorced his wife of 20 years, married the church secretary. Yeah. And he's worried about a burn pile and burning some Masonic stuff. Also, in a sermon working up to this burn event, he talked about how Jesus did casting out of demons more than anything else in all of his ministry. And when I heard that, I was set back and I went and I studied and I've got a teaching come up about this. In 37 miracles that Jesus did, six or seven involved demon casting. 37, only six or seven. This is false teaching, false narratives, false theology, false ways. And he's worried about burning Masonic stuff in a burn pile with all this sin. They're worldly, they're carnal. They believe in once saved, always saved. They're of the culture. They're pride and vanity. I actually went to this place and preached there, got physically assaulted. Yeah. And got my phone and my gospel sign stolen. That's another whole story. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him any more notoriety. So you see all the hypocrisy going on here. If they would take away your ability to preach the gospel, well, yeah, then we stand strong and we preach on and we go to jail. But that's not the case in these burn events. We have other options. We can destroy it. We can chip it. We can have smaller burn events. We could take it somewhere else where it's legal and burn it. If you got to burn it, you don't have to burn it. God's not pleased with all this false hope, hype, I should say, not hope, false hype, and hypocritical, heretical burn events full of false converts looking to do nothing more than emotional churchianity when they're not even obeying the doctrines of God clearly. What we need is spirit and truth and holiness, not more churchianity stunts. So I hope, as I round this out, that you take away from this, we should remove and destroy any evil things that affect our life. Remove it, destroy it. Burning is a good option, but removing them and destroying them is the point, all right? Not the burning, not the hype, not the party. No, removing them, repenting of them, stop doing them, burning them, and serving God in holiness and obedience, that's the point. We should do it without hype or hypocrisy, no showiness, and if you burn some wicked things, but you hold on to false doctrine, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, which they do, sin, worldliness, God sees you as a hypocrite. That burn pile means nothing. Like the Israelites continuing to sacrifice while they had false gods. If you won't live holy, if you won't act biblical, dress biblical, live fully biblical lives, come out of the culture, come out of false churchianity, you shouldn't be having burning events. You are just a fake, false, compromised convert of churchianity in false ways. You're avoiding the full truth. You're a hypocrite before God. Don't waste your time with a burn pile till you repent, decide to seek after the kingdom of God with all that you are. We should also, as I mentioned before, be very careful what we deem as evil that's affecting us, as it will smear our witness and cause us to look foolish and inconsistent. This occult Masonic chasing, if you're not in a Masonic club and none of your people are, just because there's a Masonic club down the street, it doesn't defile you. They got to run out and get Masonic stuff to throw it in a burn pile. All right? This is kind of a witch hunt from a biblical standpoint. And it just causes them to look foolish, burning things that they don't even partake of and doing it in great hypocrisy. It does not please a holy God. Our actions and our ways must always be blameless before Christ, 2 Peter 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace without spot and blameless. These fake burnings don't help the cause of Christ. He's looking for a pure heart and biblical obedient lives, not big bonfires full of a bunch of foolishness. Destroy your evil things. Yep, get them gone. But to go on these hyped up burning events, witch hunts for all kinds of things in our town that's evil to burn, I'm not going to do anything. Satan doesn't dwell in these items. People's hearts and minds need to be changed by the gospel. None of this should be so among God's true people. Don't get caught up in these wicked burn events. If you got something evil in your life, throw it in a fire, get rid of it. Break it to pieces, throw it in the garbage so no one can get it. Repent and obey the gospel. These places doing such things, they're not honoring God. They're not true saints. Their leaders are heretical false teachers, part of the deception in the last days. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. I hope this explaining of Acts 19:19, the burning of wicked magic arts, helps you understand why they did it and what's going on today when churches, false churches, churchianity, have these burn events. They're not of God. They're not rooted in God. Look at the fruit of these people's lives. Burning a tarot card is not going to change your life if you're not willing to surrender everything to follow after Christ in biblical spirit, truth, and holiness. Hey, this has been Brother James. Go to don'tperish.com, pouring out every day at our blog, at our website, to edify you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. Till next time. When the Lord lets me come to you again, may God be praised.